You ever fall in love over the last glazed donut? No? Then grab a napkin, because this story gets sticky. It's 3 p.m. on a Saturday, and I'm standing in line at Holy Glaze, trying to decide if one donut will ruin my week or make it worth living. There it is on the tray, the last strawberry glazed donut, glistening like it knows it's the main character. I reach for it, and so does he. Our fingers brush. He's tall, smells like coffee and confidence, and has that lazy smile people write songs about. I saw it first, I say, even though I didn't. He grins. So we're just lying to each other already? Fast track to intimacy. I laugh despite myself. He suggests a truce. He buys it, we share it. I agree, because who says no to sugar and charm? We sit down, split the donut, and talk about everything. Music, dating apps, the ethics of sprinkles. He claims the donut hole is the soul of the pastry, which sounds deep, until he chokes laughing at his own joke. When I'm wiping sugar off my lip, he says, softer this time, "You've got icing on your smile." And just like that, I'm done for. No cinematic violins, just powdered sugar and possibility. So yeah, maybe love isn't fireworks or fate. Sometimes it's just two people sharing the last donut, realizing they might want to share a few more things too.